We bought an apartment with my wife, and one day a sofa, we wanted to get rid of sofa. I mean, it was good enough to place it on ads, on Facebook group and so on. And the same day, a Greek girl turns up, says, "Well, yes, I do want this sofa, but you know, I'm new in Brussels, I don't know how to transport it. I don't speak the language." And I said, "Magda," to my wife, "you know, we wanted just to get rid of this sofa fast, you know." So I said to this Greek girl, you know, like, okay, if you pay me 10 euros more, I'll transport it for you. So that's how the move idea was born. So she, of course, jumped on the idea. You know, I got it in my car and transported this. And Dump, part of Dwomp, was born also out of our apartment. We ended up with cardboard boxes, missing the deadlines every 2 weeks to dispose cardboard on our lovely Brussels streets just by dumping them on the streets. Well, we missed all those deadlines for 3 months, and then when the housewarming party came up, well, we cleaned the house, we looked around, everything was clean, everything, blah, 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 but we bloody forgot that actually that there is this cardboard boxes stuck on our terrace. And I was ready to pay 50, 60 euros just for somebody to come and take care of those boxes.
So how does it work in practice?
So you publish your listing, you tell what it is, you know, you want to move or dump a sofa. You provide approximate dimensions. You take two pictures of that sofa, or it can be just a picture pulled out from the internet. And then you tick the box whether you need an additional helper for your cargo to be moved or dumped, or indeed a lift service, which is very relevant in Brussels. And then the box shoots up at your face and saying suggested price. So we actually suggest the price for you, what more or less it could cost you, but you're welcome to set it even lower. The moment you hit the button, The listing goes to all of the drivers that are registered with us. The driver looks at the link, looks at the listing, looks at the pictures, and he decides, well, whether the time and cargo and the price is relevant to him, and he applies to you.
And where does the stuff end up?
In fact, from 1 year of running Dwomp in Brussels, I can say we've dumped anything from construction waste to a decrepit sofa. However, looking at what people actually dump, actually 70% or so of the things that were dumped in Brussels by customers actually ended up in charity shops like Le Petit Rien or indeed Oxfam.